Next up, we have a short talk by Sheikh Muhammad Ali Hussein from the Philippines. We invite him up with a very humble salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa bihi nasta'in wa ala Allahi natawakkal. Thumma as-salatu was-salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursalin. Habibi ilahi al-alamin abul qasim Mustafa Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Really, we enjoyed the rap of our brother, really. I thought Eminem was here. Brothers and sisters in Islam, they ask us to say something about the impact of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh to the Muslim, to the Filipino Muslims in the Philippines. And this information actually, I asked some elders who were present in that time. Because as you knew, we are not present in that time and we are not able to witness the revolution of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. Number one impact of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh is that solidarity among Muslims in the Philippines. You know, Filipino Muslims has different tribes. We have Maranao, we have Tausug, we have Maguindanao. And these tribes, sometimes they do not agree in few of beliefs. Sometimes they do not agree some ideology. But for the blessings of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, these tribals came to agree that we should support our the revolution of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. This is one, the solidarity among Muslims in Philippines. Second, or number two, Muslim revolutionists, you know, brothers and sisters in Islam, we have two group of revolutionists in Philippines. We have MILF, Moro Islamic Liberation Fund, and MNLF, Moro National Liberation Liberation Fund. I think most of the, I think it's new. This group of revolutionists, they have found hope of acquiring autonomous government in the Philippines. And alhamdulillah, they got also. We have now, we call it now Bangsamoro Autonomous Religion Muslim in Mindanao. We have now, I think, they in Farsi, they call it Khud Mukhtar, I think. Khud Mukhtar, maybe. This is number two. Number three also, Filipino Muslim scholars started to engage in politics. You know, most of the scholars, they don't engage in politics. They say that's it's a secularism, right? When Imam Khomeini started his revolution, those scholars also think that we should do something also. We need to do something about our community, our Islamic community, our Muslim Ummah. This is number three. Number four, which is at the personal level, at that time, brothers and sisters in Islam, most of the Filipino Muslims, although they were not Shias, they share joy of the victory of late Imam and its revolution. And really, some of them, out of love of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, they name their children after his name, Khomeini. This is how they love Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh in that time, okay? And the last one, which is the most important, I think, is that Imam Khomeini or the teachings of the spread of the teachings of Shiism, of course, which is, you know, before revolution of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, most of the countries, especially in Philippines, we don't have any share at all. So these teachings, this Ja'fari, we got it from the revolution of Imam Khomeini, Rahmatullah alayhi. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.